This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute?
The Great Pacific Garbage Patch may be the most infamous of the world's floating trash dumps, but it's far from the only one. There is plastic trash littering
the Bay of Bengal, the Mediterranean Sea, the coast of Indonesia, all five subtropical gyres, coastal regions, enclosed bays, seas, and gulfs.
Marcus Erickson, director of research at the Five Gyres Institute. Erickson surveyed those areas along with his seafaring colleagues. Collectively, they spent some 900 hours logging every large piece of plastic they could spot from their boats. And they trawled for plastic nearly 700 times along the way, picking through their nets and cataloging the debris.
I find the necks of bottles. I find fragments of toothbrushes and combs, action figure parts, army men. I find a lot of army men.
The researchers plugged that trash census data into ocean models, which simulate the circulation of the world's waters. Based on the densities of trash the researchers found, the models predicted some 5.25 trillion particles of plastic may be floating out there, adding up to about 269,000 tons. And more than 90% of those pieces may be smaller than a grain of rice. The study appears in the journal PLOS ONE. So what happens to all that plastic?
The ocean's going to take it, blast it to smithereens, it's going to cycle it through marine organisms, and then sink it to the seafloor. That's the ultimate life cycle, I believe, for plastics. We're like constantly, you know, sprinkling fish food on the entire ocean surface.
The solution, Marcus says, isn't some fleet of seafaring garbage trucks. It's keeping our trash to ourselves, which would be a real sea change in behavior.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.